Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I mean, you would think, when do you hear the things about, you know, God is just? That's a scary thing. I mean, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. used to say, you know, let your justice come down like a mighty waterfall. And the, you know, the justice, you're hearing about people, justice movements, and you're hearing people talk about justice and just God's a just God. So true justice is lines right up with God. I mean, he's a just God. But what a lot of people are calling justice is not justice at all. You know, taking your child in the womb and in their life, that's not just, you know, and many other things that people are talking about, a justice movement, but, you know, but taking another life for the life you just took in the womb, that's justice.
That's just, that's balance.
Yeah. And that's why I go, God, forgive me. Yeah. You know, God, that I've sinned. Well, Israel, Judah, Israel already, tell you a little story about history here. And I believe this time is coming and probably has now come to America. And it's written in 2 Chronicles chapter 12, and he's verse 2 there through 8. And the God's people, we're not talking about the other people on the face of the earth and the people that are, you know, worshiping all these shrines and false gods. And all. We're talking about the people who once walked with God, who knew what was right. They left God. They turned their backs on God. They didn't want to. 80%, 81% of Christians in America don't even pick up their Bible.
Today,
according to George Barna, which means that's leaving what God says. Yeah. And you think about this. And so God comes, it gets to a point where our cup is full and God says, okay, you know, if this is what's going on, he says in verse 2, he says, because they have been unfaithful to the Lord, this is prophetic word coming, that King Shishak of Egypt, in other words, the leader of Egypt, was going to attack Jerusalem in the fifth year of King Rehoboam's leadership. Mm. So he's saying, listen, because you've been unfaithful to God, God is going to allow a human being, another country, a general, a tyrant, a
dictator.
ISIS, an ISIS leader, or whatever. Just God is going to allow that person to come in and attack you. And for some reason, we don't see that grid today. Today, we don't see the grid that this could be happening to me because I have been unfaithful to God. It's not all the time the answer, but right now in America, if we're not even picking up our Bible, how will we even know if we're being unfaithful to God? And so with that, you're thinking, you know, all of a sudden God is going to deal with his people by allowing other people that are not his people to come in and oppress you, to put high taxes on you, to begin to put you in servitude, to begin to take your sons and put them and daughters and put them in their military to fight for their causes. That's the kind of stuff he's talking about. And so he's like, the people were like really distressed over this. And he goes on to say, he says, this is what the Lord says. You have abandoned me. Therefore, I will abandon you to your enemy. Think about that. He said, because you've abandoned me, I will abandon you. You're in this particular, you know, Shishak's out here and he's making all these threats and whatever. He's king of Egypt at that day. And all of a sudden you find out this guy never had any power before. Why does he have power now? He never had the ability to take over America before. Why does he have the ability to take over America now? And I'm not saying that's the case. I'm saying this is what's happening here. And it's because God decided, because if we abandon God, God will abandon us, but not just leave us so we can actually sin more. We'll have tyrannical leadership over us. And right now we're seeing tyrants galore out there ready to move into this place. I mean, God has been telling us, I'm fashioning a storm. If the watchman gets on the wall and warns everybody about the storm and they respond, I'll stop the storm. But, you know, Shishak, our proverbial Shishak, they're all lined up. There's more. It's going to be horrific if we don't turn back to God, but it's going to be great if we do. And I'm not talking about holistically as a country, the church just turning back. He says, if my people turn back to me, he says, because you've abandoned me, I'm going to abandon you to Shishak, the king of Egypt. And so the leaders begin to hear what's going on. They're going, now we understand we've sinned. They're responding. They say, listen. And they humbled themselves, which means total dependency on God and respect for other people. No longer they're trying to push to get their way and have 10,000 word discussions about things instead of saying, I was wrong. And then this is what they said. Of all the things they could say, they said, the Lord is just. Hmm. They didn't say, if you get me out of this, God, if you prevent Shishak from coming and taking us over, you know, then I'll go to church. Then I'll read my Bible. Then I'll abide with you. Then I'll say you're just. No, even in the midst of great consequences, when they said, we're going to turn you over, we're going to turn you over to Shishak. We're going to turn you over to the king of Egypt. We're going to turn you over to people who want to oppress you. And believe me, they're lined up right now wanting to oppress, you know, America. And definitely the church in America and Israel. And so the leader said, the Lord is just. And what I think about the prophetic word I gave on VFN TV, that there was three important leaders of Israel that mean a thousand different things, but one of them was Josiah. Josiah was a young man who became king. It took a while for him to find out and get access to the word of God. But once he got to the word of God, he found out the sin that they were in, and he repented and brought the nation in repentance. And God did not bring judgment, because he was going to bring, just like he's saying right here to Egypt, he was going to bring to Israel, he was going to bring judgment to Israel then. And God stopped it. He stopped it because he cried out to God. But not only did he cry out to God and knew that God was just, but he began to repent and got everybody else to repent. This is important. God, demons believe that God exists and they tremble. Do you tremble? Do you have a fear of God in your life? It's not about just believing that he exists. It's making him the Lord of our life. And so God tells Josiah, listen, it's not going to come. We're not going to turn you over, Israel over, in your reign while you're alive. But it will definitely be turned over. It's going to be turned over to your son's reign. Long story short, and it's interesting too, it was the king of Egypt that took him out. And then all of a sudden, one son of Josiah gets in leadership. He lasts for 90 days. And then Egypt itself appoints one of Josiah's sons to be king over God's people. You don't think God could put a tyrant over America? You don't think God could put a tyrant that oppresses the church? What have we been doing? What have we been doing as a church? How hard is it to get 81% of the church to pick up their Bible and actually honor it and to love it, to listen to what God's saying, to do what he says in view of his mercy? And so they put his son in place, and they changed his name to Jehoiakim. This was orchestrated by God. Although Egypt is the one that did it, God turned them over to Egypt. And they changed his name to Jehoiakim, and Jehoiakim means God set man. That's what it means, God set man. You have all these people. I've talked to people. They were terrified about what was about to happen to America. Now they have some political candidates they have faith in, and all of a sudden they have no fear anymore because they're thinking this man or woman is going to pull us out of this. And it's like, no, we're not at that point. This is a point where we have to repent. We have to repent at this particular point. And so God puts a person, or allows a person to be put there by Egypt, and his name got changed to God set man. That's what Jehoiakim means, God set man. What did he do? He actually spent all their money, overtaxed them, put them under great pressure. You are a slave to the lender. If you have 100% tax, you're a slave. In other words, everything that you earn, you pay it to the government. That's called slavery. You might be a well-treated slave, but if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to be a not well-treated prisoner. That's what that is. And so they had a chance under that oppression. They had a chance to call out like Israel did here and say, Lord, you are just. This is exactly what we deserve. We're not going to blame Jehoiakim. We're not going to blame Washington, D.C. We're not going to blame a political party. We're not going to blame a man. We're going to blame a woman. We're going to say, this is our sin. We're here because what we did. It's my sin. God, forgive me. Lord, you are just in what you're doing. And when they said that you are just, God shifted things. But you know what comes after just? I mean, you know what comes after Jehoiakim, which is God's set man, is Zedekiah, which was the uncle, I believe, of Jehoiakim, which Egypt named him Zedekiah, and his name means God is just. If we don't deal with ourselves, we don't come to him, and I'm just hoping that we will, then all of a sudden we'll be turned over to like a Shishak. We'll be turned over to some tyrant somewhere, and you can't say you did something, because most people are doing nothing. 95% of the church, according to George Barna, Christians in America will not lead one person, not one person to Jesus Christ, not one. That just shouts like, my goodness, you lead one person to the Lord, you're in the top 5th percentile of the evangelism thrust of the church. But while we're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer, $1.3 million to get that man in that water when you could have dumped him in a pond somewhere and given that money to others and have a television station in your community instead of giving the media over to the darkness. God is just. You think this last 7 years has been tough? This 8 years have been tough? That's just Jehoiakim. Zedekiah is right on the precipice of coming to pass in this nation. But this is what they did. When they said, God, you're just, and they humbled themselves, he said, when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to the prophet, and he says, since they humbled themselves, I will not destroy them. Think about that. He stopped his plan. What does that mean? We have a pride issue. We have a who are we in the context of God? To say to the potter, why are you making things this way? Why did you make this way? He's God. You think about that. But they humbled themselves, and he says, since they humbled themselves, I will not destroy them. They were going to be destroyed. If Israel was going to be destroyed, don't think America can't be destroyed. He said, but they will soon be delivered. My wrath will not pour out on them like I was planning on through this particular Shishak, king of Egypt. But, however, they will become subject to him. In other words, he's going to be around. They will become subject to him so that they can learn the difference between serving me, which is God, and serving the kings of other lands. I believe in what God has shown. We're going to go through some difficult times. It doesn't change who we are to God if we repent, but it could change our environment. It could change like who God's going to allow to be in leadership over us. We got to quit blaming the consequences of our sin on Washington, D.C. We got to quit blaming the consequences of our sin on the next generation. You own your own sin. It's you. If you have to own it, if you don't own it, you can't do anything with it. Well, I really believe, and this is the prophetic word the Lord gave me, is Zedekiah. What we're seeing right now is Jehoiakim. There's no way that one man could have done all the things that were done unless the Lord placed him in a place to be able to bring us quickly to a place we thought we would never see. Christians around the world are being surrounded. Jerusalem's being surrounded. The question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to say, Lord, you are just? You are just God, and humble ourselves? Or we're going to bow up and say, we need to get, this is politics, and we need to do this, we need to do that. And you need to be active, yeah, as a citizen of America, but that's not the answer. The answer is God. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that just like Israel, we as the church can say, you know what, God? Forgive me, I've sinned. I see it. I see what's going on. I've been watching the news nonstop and beheadings of priests on altars, and I'm watching shootings of police officers in the streets. I'm watching innocent citizens of my own country be shot. I'm seeing all these things go crazy. Like, you said you will turn us over to our enemy and they will harm us. We're seeing attacks. He said, I'll turn you over to Shishak and he will attack you. And so what are we seeing? We're seeing attacks. This is like the early warnings. This is nothing compared to what it will be if we don't. He said, because they humbled themselves, I won't pour out the wrath of Shishak, the wrath of what your tyrants really want to do to you. I will prevent that because you humbled yourself and you understand what I'm doing is just. I told you not to do it. You continue to do it. I warned you. I had mercy for years and you continued in this path. And now you're going to go through a time of discipline. You're going to learn the difference between serving me and serving kings of other lands. My prayer is like, dear God, help us repent. Help us to humble ourselves. So you're seeing all these news reports, and you've seen many on VFN TV. But understand, you know, why do we share those? We share those because that's what God wants us to do. But we want you to know these are attacks by people who want to harm human race, that wants to harm America, who wants to harm the church, who wants to harm Israel. And we can stop that by turning to God and saying, God, you are just. You are just. And no matter what happens, even if you throw me in the fire, I still will serve God because God is just. But even in the fire, he will even deliver me if he chooses to do so because he can. But if he doesn't, I'm still going to serve him. That was so powerful. He says that we can learn from those that have gone before us, how God responded mm-hmm. to them, understanding that the Lord is the same yesterday, today,
and forever.
Right. So the only difference is we have mercy and grace if we seek Jesus Christ. But if we don't seek the Lord, if we don't humble ourselves before the Lord, the same thing that happened under the old covenant will happen under the new covenant.
Yeah.
Consequences. You know, God does two things with sin. He forgives it or he visits it. And I'd rather, you know, repent.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
just and God forgives. I mean, this is who he is. You know, Peter was wondering when he was walking with Jesus, because he was watching, obviously, Jesus say, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. Okay, yeah, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. You're healed. You're forgiven. Of course, coming from the religious background, Peter's going like, hold on a minute. How many times are you going to do this? Right? Seven? I mean, he's being generous, mm-hmm. right? Okay, we can take people. We can take people
I'm
in
very
our
forgiving.
In
I'll,
our
I'll
church gathering. We can take people in our church gathering that has, okay, they've messed up seven times. That's a big number. But after seven, you know, that can't, I can't fellowship after seven. I mean, come on. Like, oh, you're just new, huh?
Yeah.
You know, and Jesus turned to him. He said, seven times 70. It was you passed it. No, but think about it. 7 times 70.
Yeah.
John, in 1 John, he tells us, listen, if you say that you're without sin, you're a liar. If anybody says that they haven't sinned, I remember I was meeting with somebody in my office years ago as I was pastoring a church, and somebody just came very religious, and they were trying to just religiousize somebody, right? And I was just talking to them. And what happened? Somebody just got born again.
Mm-hmm.
They just got born again, brand new in the Lord. And listen, the enemy comes in immediately trying to steal that soul. Immediately, religion comes in quite often. And this particular person shows up, and I'm talking to him in my office. And I forget who was with me in that particular meeting, but somebody's with me. And I finally looked at him because he was talking such. I'm like, oh, I've met the most righteous person on the face of the earth, I'm thinking, right? So I asked him this particular question because he was rapidly answering nonstop. I'm like, okay, right, okay. Have you ever sinned before? And he was just stopped.
Shocked.
Because when you admit that you're a sinner, you need a savior.
Yeah.
You can't lord yourself over someone and be self-righteous when you actually know you need a savior. And that's so important to understand that. I don't even know why I got on that particular thing, but you have to understand that we're going to a time of being authentic in God, and that, you know, there's grace for us coming together. And it's not what I did as much as the fact is where I'm going, because God will forgive me.
God is just.
You know, God is just.
Yes.
The justice of God. And so if the enemy convinces you that you got to be, you know, self-righteous, you've already sinned. That's pride. Mm-hmm. And that'll just build till God visits you. Or if somebody told you, you could sin all you want to, as long as you said a prayer at the altar back in 1812, you know, that it doesn't matter anymore. You can do anything.
Mm.
We're seeing right now, you can't. Look what's happening.
It reminds me of what happened with David. He said, you know, looking at the enemies were coming against him, he said, I would rather be found in the hand of God. I'd rather just allow God to do what he's going to do.
And thousands of people died after that. The consequences came in.
Mm.
And, you know, David's crying out to God saying, God, it was me. I sinned. Please don't hold this against the people. And God stopped it. He had the devouring angel, you know, stop, you know, what was going on. And somebody says, look at the old covenant. Look at the people dying today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Holocaust happened under the new covenant. And so this is important to understand that God is just. That's why you run to the cross. That's when we fall at the foot of the cross and say, Jesus, I need you. Lord, I need you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.